John, congratulations, first of all. To beat Colchester once is good, to beat them twice is excellent, and to beat them in a cup quarter-final, you must be delighted. And I know the roars from the dressing room speaks volumes inside.
Yeah, absolutely. We've had a hard 2 weeks. You know, we didn't rest. We didn't rest on beating them last time. We know how much of a good team they are. John is a brilliant coach. They've got a huge tradition. And we knew that we, you know, home advantage eventually was going to help us, but we had to be there and thereabouts. And, you know, I think, you know, we go back to the complex days when Padraig Fleming hit that second three. It just remind me of the complex all over again. And, you know, delighted for the people who have supported us and stayed with us. And, you know, for the team inside, Paddy's the 11th man and comes off it to get 8 points. That's the team that we've built. You know, we have exceptional players like we've spoken about, but the sum of the parts, the guys coming off the bench, Olaf hit a three, Dan Bowler, like, you know, that's... It's hard to put a scouting report together with 11 fellas.
The last quarter was sensational. I mean, you can carry that into the next. We have two games left in the league. Mm-hmm. We can sort of park the cup now for a minute, but yeah. Obviously on Monday morning we'd be keen to see who we get. But next week it's Neptune, and then obviously we finish up with Aina before the Castle Island Blitz. So there's a bit of road to travel yet, but tonight the momentum you can carry right the way through to the new year.
Yeah, look, we'll just enjoy tonight and just recalibrate again Monday morning. Get ready for Neptune next week, who've, you know, have been off for a couple of weeks, so they'll have plenty of work done, I'm sure, plenty of watching of us. So that's it. It's just next game. We'll watch the draw on Monday, obviously, but then it'll go into the distance. It's all go for Cork next weekend.
Great job. Congratulations again, John.
Thank you.